And now for a few tips for those of you who are going to go walking this summer. Let's look first of all at the type of bag that you should take with you. Rod Smith works in a shop that sells camping equipment, and he feels he has a bag for every type of walking holiday. Rod, does it really make a difference what type of bag you use?
Yes, Jill, it certainly does. Bags come in every shape, colour and size now, so it makes sense to pick one that is right for your needs. A backpack, for example, could quite rapidly ruin an otherwise good walking holiday if it doesn't fit your back. In fact, the fit is critical, but the choice is so large now that it's difficult to know how to make the right one. So, here are a few things to look for. First of all, size. A bag that holds 35 litres and has three outside pockets should be plenty big enough for a day trip. For a 4 to 5 day walking tour, I would recommend a bag that holds 70 litres for a man and 50 to 60 litres for a woman. That's along with a tent and a sleeping bag. An upright bag, that's one that closes at the top, is better if you intend to climb a lot of hills. What about the contents? Well, in order to really avoid the inconvenience of broken containers or crushed clothes, I suggest you go for a bag with a solid bottom. The best ones, but these are probably the most expensive, have a leather base that's particularly resistant to wear and tear. A bag that has two compartments inside will allow you to find things more easily and separate out items such as creams that could leak in hot weather. Extra pockets on the outside of the bag are also useful if you want to carry any tools for climbing that are sharp or get dirty when you use them. Then you have to think about carrying your bag. If it's a backpack, a wide cushioned belt will ease the strain on your back and hips and leave you with more energy for your walking activities. Shoulder straps also help lighten the load, and these should be easy to adjust. There are many different types of strap on the market that can be adjusted in various different ways. Try several and compare them. It's also a good idea to make sure there's a horizontal bar that goes across your shoulders and stops the straps from falling off. Well, if you choose your bag carefully and think about some of the things I've mentioned, you shouldn't waste your money. Finally, make sure there are plenty of air holes in the padded part of your bag that touches your body. These are essential to allow sweat to escape and to make your walking or climbing holiday a comfortable one.